My name is Lee Michael. Every morning I walk up to Sunset Hill with my dog. We stroll up familiar streets to go look at the Olympic Mountains. Rain or shine, it's our ritual. And I find myself, every time I look at the mountains, thinking of big picture things. Is there going to be snow on top of the mountains in a decade? What is climate change going to do to change this landscape in my lifetime? Are those mountains going to be there for my children's lifetime? And every day on that walk, I walk past the same houses, and I also walk past two parked cars that two people have been living in. And I've only lived in the neighborhood for 6 months, and those cars have been there since before I arrived. It's clearly as much their home as it is mine. And a couple of weeks ago, I was taking my ritual walk, kind of half asleep in my own head, and I realized that both of those cars were gone. And I asked on my way home the neighbor whose house the cars were parked outside, and she said that they had been impounded by the police, and they were no longer allowed to be there. And it kind of just made me realize and have a really stark reminder that I often think of place as something that's outside. I think about what's beyond the city limits and how is climate change and how is the environment changing the places beyond the city. And I don't always think about how it's changing the people who call Seattle home. You know, research says that in the next 40 years, the city's going to explode in population because it's going to become one of the few places where people can live comfortably. You know, there's an upward migration of where people are able to live, where it's warm and where there's enough water and food. And we're already seeing the effects of that in Seattle. And I guess it just was a really stark reminder that our world is changing every single day and that those big picture things that we think about are already impacting the people in our very own city and who are our neighbors. And now I no longer have two neighbors who were as much a part of my community as I was. This is for the Seattle Globalist, and I'm Lee Michael.